Shvius, Perek Vav, Mishnah Base, 6-2. In the previous Mishnah, we had divided Eretz Yisrael into two halachic regions. The section that was conquered by the Ole Bavel, which is fully Eretz Yisrael with respect to Shemitah, and the area that was conquered only with the Ole Mitzrayim under the first conquest by Joshua, and that was not Kadosh anymore, and therefore only had certain restrictions midrabanan, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. We said everything beyond that is Chutz La'aretz. In this Mishnah, we see that Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, which didn't have restrictions in the first Mishnah, actually can be divided into two areas with respect to Shvius, and that is Surya and the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Now, Surya, which basically coincides to a great degree with modern day Syria, is the land that David HaMelech conquered prior to the completion of the conquest of Eretz Canaan in the First Temple period, or the Mishkan period, in fact. And that being the case, it doesn't have the halachic status of Eretz Yisrael proper, because it's considered to be a kibush yachid, not a national conquest, but a private conquest, so to speak, of David. And that being the case, really, midoraisa, Surya, although it was inhabited by Jews and controlled by Jews at least the time of David Melech, never became Eretz Yisrael midoraisa. It's just midorabanan. We treat it like Eretz Yisrael in certain ways. So the Mishnah here is considering the halachas of Shemitah in Surya, how they apply. So really this is all midorabanan, because midoraisa it's outside of Eretz Yisrael and unrestricted. There's a balance that Chazal wanted to draw, and this balance that they wanted to make, according to the Bartanura, was on the one hand, since Surya was kind of like Eretz Yisrael and close by, it afforded the opportunity to allow for very poor Jews in Israel to find a way to survive during the Shemitah year by earning a living in the agricultural sector, which is presumably what they were trained to do. On the other hand, we wanted to put certain restrictions so that it didn't become a free-for-all if everyone would just find in the Shemitah year they could make an easy living in Chutz La'aretz, in Surya. Then the fear was the Jews would pick up and leave Eretz Yisrael and move and invest in Surya. And that being the case, the Chazal divided what's permitted and forbidden in Surya along the lines of what the Mishnah refers to as Mechubar and Talush. Mechubar means attached to the ground, and talush means detached from the ground. You recall that the psukim midoraisa restrict on shvius, working the land, specifically four activities, and those activities planting, pruning, reaping grain, and picking grapes are all things you do to the produce as it's attached to the ground or attaching to the ground. But there's a whole world of work to be done once you've brought in the harvest. And the Mishnah is going to say that in Surya, the detached activities that are done post-harvesting are permitted in Surya, and those are only Asur Midrabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael, whereas the activities that are done to the produce while it's attached to the ground, those are Asur Midoraisa in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they remain Asur Midrabanan in Chutz La'aretz, in Surya. Now, the Bartanura learns of Pshat in the Mishnah is that we're only talking about food that otherwise would have been usher to process. That is to say, even in the Shemitah year, it's permitted to harvest and collect all sorts of food that's growing in Eretz Yisrael. The issue is one of commercial production and commercial sale of the produce. But private people to collect food and eat it is not a problem at all. So the way the Bartanura learns it, the restrictions that we're talking about in Surya are only talking about food that otherwise in Eretz Yisrael would be usher. Like, for example, if someone restricted access to his field, so that's not called mufkar, not considered treating it as hefker like Shemitah produce, rather it's shamur, he guarded it, he restricted access, so that's really a violation of Shemitah, and that food becomes usher. But in Surya, we're allowing someone who is breaking or suspected of breaking the halachas derabanan of Shemitah and guarding their produce and restricting access and treating it sort of commercially and privately, in Surya, we are allowing workers to work with that produce once it's been detached. Again, the idea being, according to the Bar Tanura, to allow for very poor Jews in Israel to find some way to make a living. They can work in Syria and deal with detached produce, again, which at most anyways would have been Asur Midrabanan. Here we have a leniency where the rabbis are not making Asur Midrabanan in Syria, which isn't Israel, Eretz Yisrael Midoraisa, so they can make a living. So that's the setup of the Mishnah according to the Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah reads inside, Osin Betalush Basuria. One may do all sorts of things with detached produce in Syria. Avaloba Mukhubar. But one may not work fields where the produce is still attached to the ground. So for example, Dashim, one may thresh. Thresh, Disha is to separate the wheat from the chaff, let's say, on the ground. Zorin, Zore is to winnow, that is to say, you use the wind to separate the edible wheat from the chaff. So, you know, you take a pitchfork. After you've threshed on the floor, you have a combination of kernels of wheat, let's say, and all the bran and straw, etc. So you'll take a pitchfork, you'll take a scoop of that and throw it up in the air. And if there's a gentle breeze, so then the wind will blow away the bran and chaff, and the heavy, dense kernels of wheat will fall back down to the ground. So that's Zore. You may do that because it's detached. Dorchin, Dorech is to tread, so that means to press the grapes to one's feet. Once the grapes have been harvested, that's okay. And Ma'amar means to bundle up, like to bale up the grain, whatever it is. That's all produce that's been detached that you're working with. That's all okay. Velo Kotrin, velo Botrin, velo Moskin. But however, in Syria, one may not go to fields that are restricted, according to Bar Tanura, and do katsira, which is reaping grain, bitsira, which is picking grapes, and masika, which is picking olives. That one may not do in Syria. And now the Mishnah says, klal amar b'kiva. B'kiva said the general principle is, kol shekiyotzbo mutter b'eretz Yisrael. Anything that, on a doraisa level, would be mutter in Eretz Yisrael, because remember, mid-doraisa, you only have the restrictions of, while it's attached, the planting, the picking, the pruning, etc. So that The mutter things, excluding those things, like, for example, threshing and pressing the grapes, etc., which is only Asur Midrabanan, Osin Osoba Surya, those are the things that you may do in Surya. That the Klal says Rabbi Akiva.